You knew that, though, right? You were looking at your clock waiting for the dulcet tones to come out of the radio speaker of my voice, and Jennifer's voice, and Roberta's voice, and Clay's voice, and Richie's voice. We're all here, voices in unison, and we may sing a song for you later in this hour. A treat for you to look forward to. Imagine how good it would sound to hear a chorus of "Let us break bread together." Or we have other choruses. Actually, Clay has found in our video of the day today a one-man a cappella barbershop quartet. Or as they say in New England, a one-man a cappella barbershop.
Do you remember on that episode of Andy Griffith where Barney was going to sing a cappella?
No.
And he started going, a cappella, a cappella.
I've never been a big fan of that show, actually.
Oh, come on, it's good stuff.
I wasn't a fan of the show. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
Anyway, so this fellow plays the part of the baritone, the bass, the tenor, and the alto tenor. I forget what they call it.
Alto.
No, the alto is the woman. Alto soprano. There's an alto tenor. I think you're right. There's an alto tenor. Somebody in the music department at Heidelberg, call me and straighten it out, will you please? 800-510-8255. Anyway, a young fellow has recorded somebody like Clay recording Let Me Call You Sweetheart. And Richie might want to play just a little eensy teensy bit.
I actually have to get Rich the audio.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
Is this a little kid singing?
No.
It's not
a
little tenor
It's a grown man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The poll today at DougStefan.com has to do with some of the good news today. Good news is that the General Motors IPO got price went up to $36, I think. It started at $33.
Not bad.
Early trading before the market opened today has it down a bit, but our poll has to do with whether or not you're happy that General Motors did so well with this IPO, which is an initial public offering. Yes, I was for the government investment in GM, and I'm glad it paid off. B, no, GM losing money would have taught the government a lesson in bailouts. C, the bet may have paid off, but we...
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Shouldn't have put money into General Motors in the first place.
I shouldn't.
Where did John go?
I told you, Clay, not to do that.
That's what you want.
I'm going to start docking your pay.
Let's just start giving him a little dab of electricity.
How about? I think that good incentives work better than bad ones, Doug. So let's raise my pay when I don't use shouldn't.
Well, I'm not going to raise your pay, but you're lucky to have a job. All right, so that's the fourth option for you to choose. Dick Cheney is happy driving his new Cadillac, and I'm happy for him. All right? That's very interesting. People have compared this to what happened when Lee Iacocca was running the Chrysler Corporation, and within months, the $8 billion that the government loaned them to stay in business, which turned out to be a good investment on the part of the American taxpayer. And the people who say, oh, we shouldn't be doing it, look at all the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, how the money is spent, wasted, frittered away. At least in this circumstance, you save an American company, you save jobs. We certainly have plenty of ways that we waste ungodly amounts of money.
So are we all going to get checks now?
No, we're just not going to have to. The Treasury gets money, pays down the debt, whatever it is. The debt, by the way, I was reading something on the plane last night about the debt.
You don't even want to know or understand
the numbers. They're just mind-boggling. Maybe I'll dig them out for you later on in this hour. Speaking of the trip on the plane, Roberta, I was telling the story earlier, and I think it's worth recounting, frankly, for those who may not have heard my experience. The TSA, certainly this week, this month, this year, since September 11th, has come under mostly legitimate scrutiny, negative vibes, and now it's come to a head. So yesterday, there was a meeting of the Organization of Port Authorities that run most of these airports around the country. And they're responding to a bill that has been introduced by Representative John Mica of Florida. The way travelers feel about TSA employees in this latest thing basically gives them no or very little credibility. So the movement is to get rid of them. And people go back to running each airport the way they want to, with the screening done the way they feel it would be best serving private contractors now at 16 airports. Over the last year or so, the TSA has been thrown out of 16 airports. Most people don't even know that. Now, whether we have people who are qualified, like the old flatfoots that used to be there, and they're basically the same people in a different uniform that now work for the TSA, people say, oh, that's very unfair. It isn't because it's been handled badly. This isn't about the individual employees. They're doing what they're told. It's badly run, badly managed, badly. The image is really bad. So anyway, that's the backdrop for me on my trip this week down to Biloxi, down to Gulfport. And I said on Wednesday, I said yesterday on the air when I went through the TSA checkpoint in Boston on Wednesday. It was early afternoon, and the guy who was there was dancing and being very friendly with people, nobody that you'd seen at the TSA before. This guy must have been an actor. They hired him, gave him a TSA uniform. But he was bringing everybody through. Don't believe CNN. Don't watch CNN. Don't watch Channel 4. They're all telling you, this is the real TSA. We're doing it fast. We're doing it well. Well, no, I said earlier, not being facetious, I could have brought a machine gun through that day. There was no inspection being done of anybody. They just went through the old-style, you know, the square door jam sort of x-ray. They look up and see if you've got anything there, and that's it. So I didn't have a reason to challenge or to want to experience the TSA pat-down because it wasn't necessary on Wednesday. However, yesterday was a different story, and I will tell you that story in detail. All the gory details of my experience with the TSA pat-down coming up next, Roberta. Stand by.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rank checks. Offer valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct!
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Okay, so it's 17 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm going through the TSA story and what's going on. Most people who travel are interested in this. And as a sidelight, most people are interested in the story, even if they don't travel, because they realize the TSA is now the most bloated bureaucracy other than the Pentagon in the whole government structure. More money is going in there. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars for these new machines. There are 100 airports, and most of them are asking for the TSA to be removed. And it's because the airlines are putting... See, the airlines don't go to the TSA. The airlines go to the management of the airport. If there are delays that the airline is not responsible for, they scream, and they have much balance with these airport authorities because they pay a landing fee. Every time a Delta jet lands in Atlanta, and by the way, taking this trip this week reminded me why I so dislike going on Delta through Atlanta. There were unbelievable delays. The airport cannot handle the traffic now that Delta has managed with Northwest. It's a mess. Anyway, that's another story. So every time a plane lands at an airport, they pay hundreds of dollars in landing fees. If you have 175 people, I think part of it, it's 1%. I don't remember. It's a load ratio, but it's hundreds of bucks every time a plane lands. So by the time the month is over, let's say, like in Boston, American has 46 flights a day. So every day, they owe the airport in Boston 40, 50 grand just for one airline. You multiply that, you know, it's a couple of million bucks a day. So the airport authorities listen to the airlines when they are complaining about stuff like this. Because they just
pull
say,
out.
Yeah, they'll pull, I'm going to go to another airport. Anyway, so that's why they get this getting some traction here. But anyway, so Roberta.
Yes, sir.
At the airport yesterday, I'm in the line, and I say to the lady who's by the X-ray machine, I'm not going to go through the big blue machine. So
right.
She scowls, looks at me, and puts me off to the side in the cordoned off area. And I wait for a while until...
And they made you wait.
Four or five. Oh, yeah, they made me wait.
And wait.
Sizing me up. Oh, yeah.
That's really, your punishment.
Yeah. And wait.
I was punished.
And you hate to wait.
But I didn't want it. So I finally said, look, I've waited long enough. I want to go through the procedure. So she gets some big, big, big dude, comes over, puts on his gloves.
Uh-oh.
Brings me to the standing area. He says, you know the story. I said, yeah, yeah. Just go ahead. I'm not going to talk to you. You just do what you have to do. Well, do I have your permission to search you? I said, yeah, yeah. And he says, well, I'm going to search you very thoroughly. I said, please do it. So he starts with my collar, looks in my ears.
Looks in your ears?
Looks in my ears. Then takes the collar back.
There's a potato
rolls the collar
in there.
Back.
It's a full medical exam.
Whoa.
Right. Then he goes, he pats down my back, looks underneath my underwear and pant strappings, puts his hand firmly against my buttocks all the way down my leg, and then turns me around. He checks out the front of me, and he says, I'm going to apply some pressure. He starts at my hips and starts going down my leg, and I start to giggle. I'm ticklish. I'm very ticklish there, and I'm getting tickled.
Anticipation.
So he then, you know, he doesn't react to my chuckling. The lady that's out in front of him watching him do this is sort of smiling, watching me smile.
Yeah.
And so he comes up to my groin, and he uses the back of his hand on my testicles.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh. Feels around on both sides. And I'm just laughing.
And he said, not bad, patted him on the butt and said, get out of here, you.
What I wanted to know, wait a minute. What if
Wait a minute, hold on. 21 after.
So it was good for you then.
Oh, listen, it didn't hurt.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Works wonders.
Our obsession with obscenity in this country is ridiculous. It's obscene. What goes on in my house is none of your business. Period. I don't want to know what goes on in your house, and you don't have any business knowing what goes on in my house.
Oh, dear, is there no such thing as privacy anymore?
Only in bed, Mother, and not always there.
Good morning, Doug Stephens, good day.
This is good,
yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Last year.
Sarah McLachlan with the Bare Naked Ladies.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
This is cool or what?
You're always giving me a weird look.
That's because you got felt up by a guy yesterday. She knows.
She doesn't know that. Actually, she did smell me a lot last night.
Here, hey. Who's this other man I smell on you?
Whose hands were on your testicles?
All right, the reason we're playing a Christmas tune, anecdotally, interesting stories, as many of you know who are listening to the radio, and I mean, listening to the radio, this program, but most of you listen to various formats, and you know that there is a big deal made at this time of year in various radio markets as to which radio station converts first to Christmas music. And I remember about a month ago, we highlighted, it was September even, I think at the end of September.
It was.
The first was at Bend, Oregon, or someplace, South Bend, Indiana,
somewhere
something
around
like
there.
That, was first to convert to Christmas music. And then it sort of is a domino effect as to who gets on first. And there's a whole big thing in the industry about Christmas music because it improves the ratings of the station that put it on. But people say, how can you play Christmas music in September? I mean, there's some talk in some markets of making radio stations that aren't doing well all Christmas music all year long, all the time.
I would like that.
I think that would be crazy. Anyway, so here is...
It would be crazy, but they'd own the Christmas market come December.
They'd own it. They would own it.
And it's worth the whole
Maybe
year
the
wait
whole
in
year
some cases.
Because of the ratings that happened last quarter, which is when a lot of the rating, the determinations are made by advertisers as to what to do and how much to spend at a station or in programs like mine on a whole bunch of stations for the next year. Anyway, so the reason that we're playing this now is to tell you a quick story about what happened. Boston, as it turned out, which has been historically back and forth one of the first markets to change, has this year been the last major market to have the Christmas music race take place. And it happened like this. Yesterday morning at 8:11, one of the two oldie stations in Boston started playing Christmas music. And at 8:22, the other station started. And usually it happens, or has been, the one that goes first with it is the one that wins.
Even by that short of a distance.
And now, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out because it's been year. It's been days instead of hours and or minutes, but they monitor each other, obviously, and there was like a game going on. Who's going to start this first?
When one blinked, the other one went.
Right.
And
better do it.
Yep.
Yeah, pulled the shot, too. Here in D.C., there's one station that owns it, so there's no big hurry.
No.
Wash 97.1 owns the Christmas. It's a,
Michael Bublé switched our station yesterday. No, 2 days ago, I think.
Really? He was on the air live?
He was on the air live, and he was, quote, unquote, begging for them to start Christmas music early.
Really?
I don't smell a setup at all. So they talked
so
the afternoon
start
guy.
Music until yesterday?
They started on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and Wash here in D.C., Doug, won't start till Thanksgiving.
Really? So Boston's not the last market then?
No.
That's really very interesting.
But
there's no race.
Yeah,
there's no hurry for them. They own
it. WLTW, I think, is... Isn't that
Light
station?
FM, yeah,
I
Light FM.
I think Light FM does it there. Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the Christmas music story. We have lots of stories today, as we usually do. This program is all about our stories and your stories. At 800-510-8255, you can comment on the TSA, because I'll have a little bit more to add to the story in a moment. And, of course, then there is Roberta with her dumpster dive. Fabulous Freebie Friday coming up on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, MySpace knows they're not even players in the social media space, so they've teamed up with Facebook. Now, Facebook users can get their updates on MySpace. The new feature, Mash Up with Facebook, is one component in MySpace's attempt to rebrand itself as a social entertainment site. You know what they say, if you can't beat them, join them. In other news, Twitter knows the data about your tweets is a huge asset, so they've teamed up with social data provider Nip to sell access to Twitter's real-time feed. What's that? It's called the Twitter Firehose, and it contains every tweet that gets sent on Twitter as they happen. What will businesses do with all those tweets? You'd be surprised. And finally, Time Warner Cable is experimenting with a $40 a month cable package called TV Essentials. What's missing? ESPN, Comedy Central, TNT, Fox News. Hey, this is a pretty long list. I'm wondering what is included. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Psych you out. Are you psyched?
You're trying to ski.
Everybody psyched? Are we all psyched? Today, you are bigger than your problems. Think about your making it through the week. Monday, we told you, just focus and get going and get it done. And then Tuesday, there was another message of hope from Uri and me talking about where you are in your life. The obstacles that you have overcome this week, think about them. How many of you have overcome important, serious obstacles this week? I have. A couple of different ways and a couple of different dimensions. And so you can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. Understanding that you have made it through the week to Friday and you've done okay gives you the confidence, doesn't it, to anticipate next week, make it better, make it bigger, make it stronger. Because you got to have that in your mind in order to overcome a lot of the things that that sort of hold you back. Courage gives you the capacity to confront what can be imagined. It gives you the ability to rise above what may be the short reality of a problem. You all have difficulties. The successful people work through their difficulties. I remember one sage woman once told me, you do it one at a time. You got problems? We all, that's what being human is about, having problems. Some of them you create yourself. Some other people are having to create for you. It's just, that's the way it is. Some people like to make trouble. Listen to the people that are around me. Look at all the trouble Roberta gets me into every day. Mm. I have to work my way around it and try to recover nicely so that we can move on.
I am just a troublemaker.
You are, Roberta. But would
that
you like
I
to,
am.
You're going to soothe all of those wrinkles and put off feelings of people. Your saving grace is that you are the queen of cheap. And she is here, Roberta, on the Good Day program to give us the weekend update. Actually, this is Freebie Friday.
Freebie Friday!
Lots of freebie fries. Rich, how long do I have to keep talking before you're going to play the intro of this?
I'm waiting for you to stop talking.
Don't wait for me to start. Play the damn intro.
You just keep going on and on and on.
We're radio professionals.
Professionally.
Okay, let's start with some Amazon free Kindle books. They're offering Love on a Dime and a whole bunch of other books. If you haven't gone to Amazon to get their free books, they're really neat. I just downloaded all of Mark Twain's writings.
Really?
Free. Not a dime, not a penny, the
free.
Whole thing. And you can read them not only on Kindle, you can read them on your Blackberries, your iPhone, your iPod, your Android, your PC, your Mac, whatever. But reads. Text it can read these free books. Free Yankee Candle votives at the stores tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. till noon. And we also have a neat buy two, get two free coupon for you. Free MP3 Christmas album, again, from Amazon. They've got lots of Christmas music there. You just download it free. Free Burt's Bees lotion samples. I love
Burt's Bees. Good
stuff. Yep. Especially their lip balm stuff.
I have some on right now. Listen.
Don't forget free Seattle's best coffee at Burger King Fridays in November. So today and next Friday, last two Fridays, get a 12-ounce cup. It's not a little tiny thing. It's actually like a really big cup of coffee. You don't need a coupon or anything. A free subscription to American Baby Magazine. That makes a great gift for a mom-to-be. Free sample of Aleve. A free sample of Mist 8 all-purpose cleaning spray. Free recipe book from Jiffy Mix. I love their cornbread from Jiffy. They give you some great...
Yeah, the little blue box.
Little
yeah.
blue box. Gives you some great ideas for your Thanksgiving dinner, too. This is for you, Jen. Free country music. Holiday country music from People Magazine. You got Brad Paisley doing Away in a Manger. You got Rascal Flatts doing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And a whole lot more people that I have never heard of. Steve Warner, Rodney Carrington, Dale and Vincent.
Come on now.
I suppose if you're into country music, you know who
you've heard of Rascal Flatts, though.
Yeah. Rascal Flatts. These are the only two people I know, Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts. The rest of them I have something called Point of Grace. They do a little drummer boy. No
I don't even know them.
Look at
but
it.
It's free.
There's 1,000 different versions of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. This is Rascal Flatts.
Cool.
Get it for free. Go on to gooddayshow.com.
Yeah. Free Accutrin daily skin balance sample. Free video message from or email message from Santa and iPhone. Free printable road trip activity guide. Coupon for free Supri. Free Supri. At 7-Eleven.
Oh,
it's on Black Friday, but
wow.
it's not a black slurpee. It's a purple slurpee.
We're finished. We're done.
Purple slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Go to the Queen of Cheap Box.
I thought I had an aneurysm there.
Show.com. Good Lord.
My eyes crossed.
Give me a break, will you please? 19 before the hour. I'll go back to the TSA story. This is more fun.
You get tickled by the big bodyguard guy, and you're having a good time. Everybody's
all right, so
having
here's
fun
the story, the sort of final piece of this story. For those of you who didn't hear me telling the story earlier, quickly, I went through the TSA checkpoint at the Biloxi Gulfport Airport yesterday to come back up north, and going through, I opted out of the X-ray scan that supposedly, according to Dr. Ken, if you go through it more than 20 times a year, you definitely will have a chance of getting skin cancer. So all of this, by the way, has been peddled to the various people around the country who make the decisions about what the TSA does or doesn't do. And so the fellow who's running, Mr. Pistoli, is on a losing mission this week to try to convince people that he's rough and tough and a tough guy doesn't give in. And so all of these complaints from the pilots unions, what, you think they have no political clout? Pilots unions have gone to all the congressmen. They're yelling and screaming. The airlines are yelling and screaming. The port authorities are yelling and screaming. I think you're going to see the end of the TSA, which wouldn't be a bad thing, except they've wasted a lot of dough on a lot of this equipment. And anyway, the point is when I went through my own personal experience of getting patted down by this inspector, this TSA guy, who was very forthright, he said, "Do you mind if I do this? I'm going to touch this and I'm going to do that to you."
I'm going to touch you in a place that a man shouldn't touch you, Mr. in public.
Anyway, so he does all of that stuff, and I'm giggling through the last. I have a little bit of a smirk on my face to an outright chuckle, because I'm very ticklish. I am extraordinarily ticklish. And he's touching me on the side of my... he goes into the groin, and it was amazing.
Did you feel a little uncomfortable the fact that you couldn't control your laughter as another man was running
didn't
his
bother me at all.
Hands
no.
around?
No, I'm not self conscious about stuff like that.
I asked you, was this your first experience with the man?
Yes.
And you
that's not true because that's, I did get felt up true. Once by a gay guy in a restaurant in Boston when I was, when I went. I told you that story. I had a job at WEZE.
And I was EZE. Oh,
yeah. Boy.
It was, well,
trip.
I didn't realize. It was EZE. The station logo was EZE Time, EZE Temp, and I coined EZE Guys.
And you're wondering why sometimes.
The fellow who hired me was a wonderful guy. I just didn't know. I was, I think, 20, maybe 22, 23 at the time. It was the first job in Boston. Wow, this is great, because I'd worked in the suburbs before. And after I got the job, it was a Friday night. He says, why don't you come join a few friends of mine? We're going to have dinner at a restaurant down the street.
So that goes, ooh, I love all the rainbow decor.
Yeah.
No, I went in, and it was a gay bar, and I didn't even get that. I sat around a round table with 10 guys, and about 10 minutes after we ordered, there was a hand on my left leg and there was a hand on my right leg.
Ooh.
And they weren't from, the TSA didn't exist at the time. And I quickly excused myself and that was the end of it.
Ran to the bathroom and said, I'll see you.
Yeah, and I didn't take the job. I never showed up at the job. I was embarrassed after that. I didn't.
Oh, that's cute. You were embarrassed.
Anyway, so the TSA is on a downward spiral and I can't tell you that I'm upset about that. Here's an excerpt from, as much as I belabor or besmirch Conan O'Brien, some of the stuff he's come up with this first couple of weeks on that late-night show he's now doing pretty funny. Here he is referencing the TSA pat-downs.
Holidays coming up. You must all be excited about the holidays, except for the travel part. That's the part that people are worried about, especially with the new pat-down procedure that everyone's going to have to go through. Yeah, people are worried about it. And this is the latest. TSA Chief John Pistol says he and his boss, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, have each personally received the new, more invasive TSA pat-down. Yeah. They both had it, yeah. Yeah, it's being called the world's least sexy threesome ever.
People were watching me. So I told the story. I got into the plane, and I'm sitting there, and Tony and I have a couple of problems that we were dealing with something in Tiffin, and so he called me, or I called, I can't remember, but...
Tony, one of the guys at the
Tony
college.
Tony is my friend in Tiffin. So he's, he wanted, because he listens to us every morning, and so he wanted to know what the TSA thing was on Wednesday. I said I didn't really have any experience, but, he'd heard me say that, but he said, how is the TSA at the airport down there? And so I started to chuckle, and I told him the story, and the guy sitting next to me, and the two guys who were in front of me, both heard me tell the story. And when I got to the point where I started to giggle and laugh, they all looked at me and they started to laugh too.
Because you were laughing like a schoolgirl, didn't you?
Giggling like a little schoolgirl.
It just was.
They started singing, and did he have a car?
Oh, silly stuff. All right, anyway. So that's the TSA story. And I'm tempted to grind here a little bit. I don't want to take away from Jennifer's time.
Why? You do it every day. It's okay.
All right. So here's the latest. This and this may be not fair to introduce this at this point in the hour. Senator Jay Rockefeller, who is from West Virginia, at a hearing yesterday said, and many of you may have seen this already. If you haven't, you need to know more about this. Rockefeller used a hearing to criticize the state of television service, citing Fox News and MSNBC specifically, saying, quote, there's a little bug inside of me which wants to get the FCC to say to Fox and MSNBC, out, off, and goodbye.
Wow.
It would be a big favor to political discourse, our ability to do our work here in Congress, and to the American people to be able to talk with each other and have some faith in their government, and more importantly, in their future. Can you believe this guy has the balsam? The balsam to say something like that in a committee in the U.S. Congress? These people are so arrogant, and they are so entrenched. Refreshing as it was that we have, 50, 60, 70 new faces?
Mm-hmm.
Guys like that have been there way too long. Mm-hmm. The fact that they feel secure enough to say that in public, never mind the fact that MSNBC and Fox will have a field day with it, But who in the name of heaven does this guy think he is?
This hit me one of two ways.
Thinking that.
The first way was, oh, yeah, food fight television, it does kind of get everybody.
But there's an audience that was created. If people want to watch this stuff, right, they ought to watch. Right. Whether it's right or wrong, we all know that he is full of baloney. It isn't fair and balanced, but people want to watch it, so let them watch it. Like Howard Stern, is there an audience? Yeah. Should he be on the air on commercial radio? Yes.
The overwhelming feeling that I got was, who does this guy think they are, that they are this upset that there's somebody actually out there that keeps an eye on them?
Yeah. Well, isn't just
they just
eye
can't
on them,
stand
they?
It that it ain't the good old days,
yeah,
where they could do anything they wanted to do and there was nobody that could see
And there's
it.
No going back because of digital. There's no the new media.
Oh, yeah, the internet would be
the internet,
all over it.
Facebook, all of that. By the way, did you see that, Clay? We need to talk about this. Facebook's making a deal with MySpace. Did you see that?
Ooh-hoo.
Check that out. There's a deal that was arranged yesterday between MySpace and Facebook. MySpace is going to use Facebook to promote itself. So there'll be a MySpace page on Facebook. But I guess it goes deeper than that. We'll have that story for you in a little bit. Jennifer checks what's going on television. Some TV tidbits coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Heart disease is the number one...
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jennifer, I see that Rob Schneider is coming back to television. Remember, who's on Saturday Night Live?
Is he?
And he was in series Men Behaving Badly.
He was, mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? And he's a great friend of Adam Sandler's, always in Adam Sandler movies. He's going to do a new television program that is inspired by his life, supposedly. He plays a solitary man who marries into a huge Mexican-American family.
And that's true.
A Jewish
that's
guy
real life.
Marrying into a Mexican-American family.
That'll be fun. He's a fun guy.
He is a very funny guy. Yeah. We had him on this program a couple of times, and he befriended my son, Brendan. A very good, straightforward guy who's having a good time in life, and you feel that, I think, when you're around him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jen, what else we got going on in the world?
One of the Real Housewives of New York, Dougie, is having some very bad money problems, and she's blaming John Travolta.
Really?
Yeah, this lady is Sonia Morgan from the show, and she's filed for bankruptcy. According to the Wall Street Journal, she has a production company, and she had a movie set to air with John Travolta called Fast Flash to Bang Time. And John Travolta set up so many demands, her production company couldn't meet them, so the project got shelved. Well, Hannibal Pictures sued her for $7 million and won, so she's now filing for bankruptcy with $19.8 million of debt. Bill Nye the Science Guy, do you remember him from the 90s?
I interviewed him. He is the most obnoxious pain in the neck you'd ever want to
Well, he's having some problems.
Yeah,
he was giving a speech at the University of Southern California this week, and he lost consciousness several times during it. He kept passing out.
That's sad.
I know.
Transforming into another universe while unconscious?
I guess he kept getting up and talking, and then he'd pass out again.
You're kidding.
I know.
Mary Tyler Moore Show reunion on TV Land next year.
Well, that'll be fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, that should be with Mary Tyler Moore and Betty White. And who else is still alive? 51 After on Good Day. Yeah.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative-free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's 53 after the hour now, time for better living in the travel department. We've been talking a lot about the TSA and how the groups of airport owners around the country are fed up and have had enough, and many of them want to show the TSA the door. Let's find out what Tom Parsons has to say about that. He's our travel expert here. He operates bestfares.com, and you can have the benefit of being a Doug Stephan listener by going online to the Good Day Show website. See Tom's picture there. You can click on that. Or there's a special box where you can find fares that are cooked up, especially for Good Day listeners. Check that all out online at gooddayshow.com. So this business about the slowdown for Thanksgiving, which is really why the airports, I think, are focused on this now, because they are, I don't know, scared is the right word, but they're certainly concerned about what will happen next Wednesday, and the airlines more so. And the airlines, because they pay so much in landing fees, put the heat to the operators of these airports. I don't think most, this is a good lesson in government, Tom, in the sense that most people don't realize that the airports are all operated by, I don't know if we want to say independent, they're public boards, but they're aimed at making money, and they do. So I use the Massport or the New York, New Jersey Port Authority as an example, but there are about 100 of these around the country that run these major airports, and they're fed up with the TSA. So they say, well, we'll go back to the law doesn't require us to have the TSA. We can have our own people do this. We'll hire people to do it, use whatever devices we have to. And the TSA has nobody to blame for this but themselves, frankly. But the problem is that you and me, the taxpayer, have paid out, shelled out billions, tens of billions of dollars in the name of these people controlling things. And it's now a pushback because I went through this. I had an experience yesterday. It was actually kind of amusing to the point of being fun. I wouldn't go through the blue X-ray machine because I'm told that if you go through it X number of times, you get you certainly would have a tendency to develop skin cancer. So I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So I opted for the pat-down, and I got touched everywhere you can imagine. And I started, because I'm ticklish, I started a giggle, and I laughed out loud once. When this guy touched me right up tight in the groin. And I think it's something everybody ought to go through, not Because I don't want you to get tickled, but I think everybody should know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, you know, I did see a little video I saw a three-year-old being the same thing being done there. I'm not sure if you saw that video.
Yeah, I did see that video. That's one of the reasons the TSA is taking
disgusting, but we also have to remember, I know when I was in Vietnam, children were used as weapons. So, it looks terrible, and you can say, well, we should never do children. Well, that would just open up a loophole, too. So,
well, three-year-olds, they didn't use three-year-olds in Vietnam.
Well, they used kids that can walk old. Up and have
a grenade. Yeah, they've done that. The Taliban is, or not the Taliban, but Al-Qaeda has used 10- and 12-year-olds for that sort of stuff, but not three-year-olds.
Yeah, well, they can always change as long as the child can carry something. They don't know what they're
that,
doing.
Well, that kind of thinking just gives an opening, if you will, to have us think that this stuff is acceptable, and it's not.
Well, it's not acceptable. I'm just saying. I think the best thing to do is just go through the machine. If you only fly once or twice a year, I don't know if it's going to, I still think you get more x-rays. I still think the TSA must be getting a ton of x-rays in that general area.
Yeah, well, so that's why they don't even know that. There's all kinds of lawsuits waiting in the wings for this kind of stuff. They've not done a good job of testing it out.
They take you to an area that's not in the public, right? They don't care.
Oh, yeah. No, we're standing right out there where everybody can see.
It's like you're going to your doctor, give me a full physical, but let's go out to the waiting room. I want to hear everybody to watch this one.
Right. I don't mind. I got nothing to hide.
That's what the TSA guy said, too.
So what do we have? What's the latest in anticipation of next Wednesday's busiest travel day? Are there going to be a lot of opt-out people?
I think there are going to be a lot of folks like you, okay? And I think a lot of them are just going to, they're fed up. They aren't going to take it anymore. And I think it's going to really, how long did it take you? Probably 2.5, 3 minutes?
What, for the pad down?
For everything.
Well, they put me aside for 3 or 4 minutes just to be, to teach me a lesson. How dare I say I'm not going to go through it? And then they finally, after I said, look, it's time for me to get my pad down, let's go.
Yeah. And if you look at how many people might do this.
Yeah. It'll slow things up unbelievably next week.
And if the machine's not working right, they may have to go through one or two x-rays with you, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how this thing's going to fly.
It's
next
a mess,
Wednesday.
And it isn't going to fly, if you'll pardon the pun. It's a mess because they aren't capable of running something with integrity or intelligence. They're just not. All right, so anyway, we've got our overview. Tom, you can quote me if you want to the Dallas Paper or USA Today. It's fine. 59 after. Tom Parsons from Best Bears.